The best part about this show is you don't have to stare at an e-reader or a tablet for the next hour. You simply listen. See? I mean, listen. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by a bit later. And we will start things off this hour with the highest Hollywood IQs. That is correct. Those folks that populate the entertainment industry. We all thought they were dumb as stumps. Well, most of them are, but there are some that are brilliant. They're like Einstein. So we will have those high IQ numbers, and we will tell you who has those high IQs. And then the story of an 800-pound man. He was hospitalized in Rhode Island because of his weight. Well, they caught him snacking, munching, eating when he wasn't supposed to. And what did they do? They kicked him out. Should they have? We'll talk about it. And then growing up in an Italian family. We'll talk to Christina about this. And it really pertains to almost any ethnic family, any family with traditions. They are the things that make a family. We'll talk about Christina's upbringing. We'll talk about my upbringing. And we'll see if we remind you of your upbringing. And do you do any of these traditions today? We start things off this hour with e-readers, tablets, new ways to read books. Do you read a lot? I have to read a lot. We have a lot of guests on this show. When he or she has a book, I read it because I have to, because I need to ask them about it. If I don't read it, it's not doing justice to them, and it makes me seem like a moron anyway, so I read a lot. I am a traditional person. I like walking into the bookstore. I like taking it off the shelf or lifting it off the pile, paying for it and bringing it home, and being able to take that book anywhere, and yes, I mean anywhere, I want to go and not worry about what could happen to my $600 tablet that I'm paying $200 a month for or whatever, because it's just a book. You're going to read it and you don't care. It's going to go on a bookshelf and you're not going to look at it for another couple of years or until you get rid of it anyway. So we are supposed to be so digitally everything nowadays. So your books come right to your e-reader, to your tablet. So I tried it. I had a book to read for a guest last week. So I said, okay, let me give this a try. If you're lying in bed and reading off of a tablet, I just got a new tablet a couple of weeks ago as well. So there I am in bed reading. And first of all, my wife now has to turn the other way because this hue of light is now glaring like this orb over my side of the bed. That's the one issue. And I read for about, well, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. So when I finally put it down, turned it off, and I rolled over to go to sleep, all I could see was that rectangle of white light in my eyes. You know what I mean? If you stare at a light right now and then close your eyes, don't do this if you're driving, of course, but if you're home or if you're in your office, look at a bright light. Now close your eyes and see the light is still there. Well, that's what happened to me. So the book that I was reading was literally burned into my brain. How good can this be for you, really? And after a while, you feel like you're in this trance state. You know, it's, all of a sudden, you're not a real person. And you can't turn the page. You simply put your finger on the glass and you just move it and whoosh, you have the digital swipe and it changes pages. Are people more inclined to read because of this? I would say no. Talk about eye strain. It's one thing when you're reading a book, even under the poorest of lighting, but it's a whole other thing to have this electronic thing glowing right back at you that you're staring at for hours upon hours upon hours. And it's not like if you're looking at a something with color or something that's a bit muted, maybe a photo, even if you're looking at a regular website or social media. It's just this white light with the black printing, and it can get a little disconcerting after a while and a little annoying. The second night I tried it, I had a bad headache. I tried to read the entire book on the e-reader, on my tablet, whatever you want to call it. I couldn't do it. So what did I do? I went to the bookstore, I bought the book, and I finished it that way. Let the 21st century go on. I'll stay where I am with my book, right back in good old century number 20. And my eyes will thank me for it. And my sleep as well. Stay with us. The highest Hollywood IQs coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What can a marshmallow teach you about big success?
In the famous marshmallow test, researchers placed a marshmallow in front of four-year-olds.
The researchers instructed them, "I have an errand to run, but when I get back, if you haven't eaten this marshmallow, I'll give you another one."
Some kids ate the marshmallow immediately. Others resisted.
They enjoyed two marshmallows. Years later, the researchers did a follow-up.
The kids who resisted were more competent and assertive. They coped with frustration and stress better, and they scored 210 points higher on their SAT exams.
What's the secret? Set a goal. Give yourself a treat when, and only when, you achieve it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving abilities. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie.
Cool.
The other watched a movie about... math.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner, the people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.